You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:01 on ESPN 97.5. We are taking bids to play December 3rd in our charity golf tournament. We're raising money for ProVision. Jeff Van Gundy has bid $2,000 to play with me. If anybody would like to up that, Jeff Van Gundy said he'll match whatever anybody.
Or you match Jeff Van Gundy. Fire $2,000 in to start with.
Well, you got
to
go $2,000
and Jeff Van Gundy.
Beat him.
Okay, that's fine. Because Jeff Van Gundy is going to let you have it, but that money sticks with ProVision.
Right. Then it's $4,000 for ProVision. Mm-hmm. So whatever you bid, Jeff Van Gundy says he'll match. How about that?
That's so awesome. You guys jump in. You don't have to get on the air. You can do it off the air.
713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
So you get a foursome or a threesome?
Three and me.
Okay, so it's three.
Yeah.
All right, and then that's it's a charity, so you can write it off. So you're writing it off to go play golf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a donation.
It's a charitable.
And you can, we'll drink, and I'll buy the Coors Lights. All right. How about that?
All right, so...
Well, St. Arnold's is there, too.
What?
St. Arnold's is the beer.
St. Arnold will have...
I'm going to have to go, but listen, I love St. Arnold's.
On the
course. Hey, their food. We did some roughneck things there.
Yeah, oh, it's great.
Their food is excellent.
Their pizza, I swear to God, their pizza, the guy who does their pizza stuff, they have this super expensive pizza oven. It is fantastic. Yeah, I mean, really, really good. We haven't even mentioned, you want to talk about bad luck. Klay Thompson. Looks like he has an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
That's the fear, is that Klay Thompson hurt himself working out, and a guy who missed all of last year with an ACL could miss all of this year with an Achilles injury.
How about that?
What terrible, terrible luck for him. They did draft James Wiseman with the second pick of the draft, the Golden State Warriors. But, man, that is a monster, monster loss if Klay Thompson is not there this year because of an Achilles injury. So, that's really a shame. The Rockets traded their they traded Trevor Ariza, who they just picked up for two first rounders and their first round pick. They moved him to Detroit for a lottery protected pick over the next 4 years. Lottery protected pick over the next 4 years, and if they don't get that, if Detroit doesn't make the playoffs for the next 4 years, I guess it resorts to a second round pick. But they also, by dumping Trevor Ariza's salary, they're able to pick up enough spot for a full mid-level exception. So Rafael Stone is doing something that felt like all this has felt like Daryl Morey moves, to be honest with you. He made a move where he actually got draft picks, which is not as Daryl Morey centric as possible, but then he's moving one of them so he can create cap space. That felt exactly like a Daryl Morey move. Daryl Morey has moved two players already off Al Horford. He got rid of that, and I guess some people said ugly things about Al Horford's sister
now,
for
Dale,
some reason.
Can you read some of the things?
It was a one-year deal, and people in Philadelphia, it was a one-year deal. It's not a good deal. Daryl was able to dump the salary, and I think he also had to throw a first-round pick in to dump it, of course. And then he made another trade yesterday of somebody on their roster, and then they picked up a really
good player in the draft.
Well, I thought
Elton Brand did all this, but okay.
Yeah, Daryl Morey traded Josh Richardson, who the Sixers had acquired in the Jimmy Butler multiple team deal. They traded him for Seth Curry. Now, the Sixers were devoid of shooting. Seth Curry's a good shooter. They also brought in Danny Green, who didn't shoot well in the playoffs, but is known as a three-point shooter. So they...
Hey, great. Daryl goes to another organization, and the first thing he does is add two shooters? And Danny Green and Seth?
What the hell?
Why are we getting Josh Smith and frickin' Dumbo
Brewer.
Headband? Headband McStupid Shot.
Dumbo Headband McStupid Shot. That's
and,
a little...
And Carmelo.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I mean, seriously, why couldn't he... What the hell? He goes there and gets two guys that really shoot the ball well from distance. And with the... Why was everything about, this is James Needleson and Kerry Mickelmeyer and a bunch of guys who can't
Marvin's
shoot.
Marvin's brother?
Yeah. He's an NBA player. Well, it's a bunch of guys who can't shoot.
Well, back to Anna Horford, who is the sister of Al Horford.
Oh, boy.
Now, she had a podcast, so she was somewhat public. And she's tweeted in the past about how her brother had played better when Joel Embiid was on the bench. But, you know, the deal was they paid a lot of money Al Horford. They thought he was a missing piece for them to beat Boston. And it turns out that team was not well constructed. So these are some of the things. Well, guess what, slut? Now your brother can rot on the bench in OKC.
Well, that is
ugly.
But that's Philadelphia.
Any other little notes to his Al Horford sister?
This comes from, now we had a discussion because we use the word ho a lot, and I've said the word I'm about to say is a bit more aggressive. At JT Daniels says, not the Georgia quarterback, someone else altogether. Bye, whore. At Anna
Ooh,
Horford.
He used a hard R. Ooh. Wow. That's aggressive.
Yeah, and another one called. Now, you can't really take any of these guys seriously. When
Hua is a little nicer. Ho is okay, is acceptable. Whore is a little rough.
This guy.
And then another guy named Jamie Newman said this.
Stetson Bennett IV really
Keaton
got after
Slovis
her.
Said this.
Stetson Bennett IV. Like Keaton Slovis? That's,
yeah. These are really specific names.
Man, Aaron Murray. What's going on? This guy, he uses the handle Philly Fulghum, which Fulghum is their wide receiver that no one had ever heard of until this year. Goodbye, you bitch.
Mm. Wow. Hold on. What did she do? With a hard B.
Yeah, wow. It's always a hard B.
Wow. Or a hard CH.
Yeah, that instead of Bia.
You could have said Bia.
Yeah.
Or which.
Yeah, that, no.
Hold on a second.
You could have said something.
Now, she must have done something flagrant.
You could have said unpleasant.
What was
person?
Her podcast about? Was it about,
I don't know,
hooking up or something? Why did they hit her with those words?
What words do you use to insult a woman? You call her a.
I don't say anything.
Now,
I say my equal.
No, what I'm saying
is. I say my equal.
No, what I am saying is.
I don't insult
It probably
women.
Doesn't matter no, what she said. And what I'm saying, it doesn't matter what she talked about. She's a woman, and this is the words they're going to use to insult a woman. That's what I'm saying.
What is Philadelphia? They're not as couth as we are.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Point. We don't say stuff like that here.
No, not at all. She hosts the Horford Happy Hour. It involves, I guess, Al and the
Horford.
Horford.
A hard R.
It involves trying to gravy train off your brother's name.
Well, look at you being a little dismissive.
Why can't she be great at her job, Lance?
He doesn't know. He's never heard the
podcast. Horford Happy Hour?
I think she's very entertaining.
Hold on, I'm gonna look.
But you
up,
apparently think, oh, she's
look
just
up,
gravy training.
I'm gonna look up what she's done.
Off her brother.
Okay, how do I look her up? I know how. Al Horford's sister.
While the patriarchy continues, I'll read some of the other tweets. F you, Anna Horford.
Ooh.
Goodbye, loser. Ha ha. Get ha. Actually, excuse me. One ha. Another Fulghumania. Another. Apparently, Fulghum's taking Philly by storm. Fulghum or whatever. This guy's name, Fulghumania. Ha. Get you ho ass and your bum bro out of Philly.
Ho ass and bum bro.
Yeah.
That's better than
he was
whore.
There for 1 year and we got bum bro.
Keith Van Horn spelled.
Whoa.
Keith Van Horn
Keith
took
Van
a shot?
Horn with that haircut?
Not that Keith Van
Horn. Oh.
Keith spelled Keith. I mean, it's Keith spelled K-E-E-F. Keith.
Keith.
Keith Van
Keith
Horn.
Van Horn.
Pack your bags, whore.
Hua.
Hua. I like to clean it up. I say
Hua. That's Hua.
Yeah.
Or did he say whore?
Oh.
Oh, you said the
hard R?
Yeah, hard R.
We don't
R.
use the hard R around here.
That's why I said Hua. Yeah.
Ona.
At Baby Mario says, get on your effing knees.
Oh.
Wow. Hold on. So she's got, it says business inquiries. If you got any business inquiries for her, we've got that. And then we've got. By the way, are you reading all of these off her pinned tweet?
Yeah, she quoted.
Why don't you read what she said on her pinned tweet, which is pretty funny, too, where she's got screenshots of what these people said.
That's what
about
I'm reading.
No, but read what she said.
Pretending to F with Philly was exhausting. The most miserable fans in the NBA. And you know someone else who will agree with that?
I didn't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did Denzel Mims' sister catch it?
I don't know.
Hey, you dumb whore. Like, she's like, who is it? What? Why is Philadelphia Joe coming after me? I'm just trying to finish my eighth grade class. Don't worry, Philly fans. That's on brand for them, though, if I'm being honest.
Why is Riley Coopermania yelling at me?
Riley Coopermania.
Yeah. Why is that guy tweeting at me?
Wow.
Donovan Holcomb, McNabb stan. Why are you yelling mania. At me? Yeah. Why is Donovan McNabb stan yelling at me? Those are some of the
Donovan McNabb stan yelling at me.
All right. 713-780-3776.
Well, guess what? Mm-mm. Now your brother can. These are ugly.
Oh, that is ugly. That is ugly.
And that pin tweet has over 3,000 retweets. She put it up there for everyone to see how bad Philly fans are. But we knew that to be the case. Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and people were mostly like, meh, okay, it's good the Patriots lost, but we don't really like Philly winning anything. That's their fan base. No one's surprised by this. Mm-mm. I just would like to inform all Houston fans, when George Springer eventually leaves, don't tweet at George Springer like sister like this.
No.
Whoa.
She's been
Lena?
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she's been she's awesome.
She is awesome.
George is awesome. Everybody's awesome. We don't do that stuff, Bell. We only get mad at Carlos
Beltran.
What Carlos if he had Beltran a sister on Twitter? When he first left.
What if he had a sister on Twitter? How would that have gone?
Well, he did have a niece who said that she heard for a fact that there were buzzers to the Astros, and it turns out it wasn't actually his niece.
Everyone not at
just
all.
Yeah. Ran with a random person on Twitter saying, I'm Carlos Beltran's niece, and they're actually wearing buzzers. He told me about the whole scam.
In 2020, people ran with a story
on the internet.
Wow.
Yes. Have you heard about what happened with the pizza and the kids and everything? Yeah. It's really terrible. It's in a basement somewhere in Milwaukee or something. You can go find it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's a big ring.
My daughter got it.
It's a big ring. I know.
Did you get that from Frankie?
Yeah.
Internet.
Pizzagate. What was it called?
Pizzagate.
Yeah. What was it?
It was Pizzagate.
Pizzagate. Yeah, yeah. No. Frank, I was like, Frankie, please don't tell anyone. Time to talk about cold clean. Frankie might have had.
Listen,
having
you have to promise me you're not going to say anything
please,
to anyone in public ever.
Frankie was texting me last night. Dad, I found a new comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco. And she was like, he sounds just like you. I love him. And I'm like, well, watch him. Okay, Frankie, next week. Yeah, I'm on. We're
you're on that one, right?
Sebastian.
Already?
Yeah. Well, since he was on the show,
yeah.
I told her he's already been on our show. Anyway, time to talk about Frankie. Might have had been three or four deep into her Coors Lights. I don't know. I can't be sure. I'm pretty sure. I know. My daughter and I have shared a few. And if you want to listen, you want to share a moment with your kids. I don't care how old they are. Cold, clean, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer, and it's Texas chill. You think there were any out there yesterday when we were playing golf? Yeah. Yeah, there were. I'm pretty sure there were. As a matter of fact, I know there were because I was there and I had them. Now, on the back nine, was the official beer nearly as effective as it was on the front nine? No. Okay. But there's a point of diminishing returns when you're trying to do something physical. That's okay. But you still enjoy cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. I wasn't giving up. I'm not a quitter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to enjoy my cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights every second I possibly can, and you should too. Pick up 12, pick up 16, pick up 144 ounces of Texas Chill Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How are you breaking down? I know I saw that.
Tyler Hero stealing all of your culture.
He's
Dale.
Living his best life, right?
He's got his hair braided up. He's got.
Doesn't look,
I mean,
like,
is that his
that
girl?
Dress covers much.
That's Katya? Is it Katya?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Why? What are you basing it on? Say what you're basing on. I know what you're
it's
basing
booty.
On.
Booty.
Yeah.
Her booty isn't. Yeah.
I wondered the same thing.
Is that a different girl?
I think it is. Tyler Hero is living his best life right now.
I don't. No, it's her. I recognize the side tattoo. Yeah.
Oh.
You wow. studied her so
wow,
closely.
Dude.
Tyler.
Yeah, he's living his best life. all right.
That never happens to me.
No.
Well, you're not an NBA player.
Not even with my wife. She doesn't do those moves to me on an Instagram picture. Never.
Well, if you put up 20 in a playoff game, maybe you'll get that.
Good mm-hmm. point. That's fair.
How are you breaking down the Texans game this week?
As little as possible. Are you talking about effort level?
Yeah, how much
effort? Very little effort. Well, to break it down.
Listen, there's money in their hills.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go with what I say every week. You know, I really think this is a game the Texans could win. You know, this really feels like, if you really look at this game against the Vikings Bears slash, although they haven't played Bears. If you really look at this game against the Ravens,
the Chiefs.
If you really think about this, if you really look at how they're expected to play in Pittsburgh against this team, if you think about, you're playing Cleveland, right? Cleveland's defense is terrible. You should be able to score a ton of points on them. No. And yet I feel like, you know, this feels like a game they're a dog. It's not like New England has played great. New England has been very up and down. They tend to play to the level of their competition. They played Seattle well. Obviously they beat the Ravens, and then they played down to competition. So I don't know. Plus the fans, I mean, I think the 7,000 fans or whatever are going to be going crazy when it's a Texans first down. That's going to be hard to get snaps off with people just going so crazy.
That won't be hard. I this is really a stay away game. I have no idea how they're going to. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, the Texans.
It wouldn't surprise
right now,
me if they win, and it wouldn't surprise me if
both these teams are so disappointing that it is. Yeah. It's almost like by nature, as soon as these two teams come together, you have no idea anything could happen. So you just stay away from it. Now, from a point standpoint, you know, if you look at last week and how they just didn't finish in the red zone, you know, that's usually a big problem, but. At the same time, Houston had been putting some points up before then.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I mean, they might be able to get to some points. Cam will throw the ball. Houston can't stop the run, and Cam will take some shots down the field. Like, he's not a dink-and-dunk quarterback. He does push the ball down the field, and they do run the ball, New England, and Houston doesn't stop the run. So, you know, once again, I just talk myself into the reason why I say, you know, I feel like Houston's got a shot, and then every team I talk about has strengths that match Houston's weaknesses.
I think there are easier games out there. For example, I can't bet on Jameis Winston -4.5.
Oh, no.
Against the Falcons.
No.
I just can't.
No. And it is a rivalry game.
It is. 4.5 without Drew Brees. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I got to take the Falcons. How about that the Raiders' entire defense is on the COVID list?
I know.
The entire defense.
And they're talking about playing.
Yeah. No, this looks like it's going to happen. And, wow, how do you not take the Chiefs when they lost game one to them?
Well, how do you put a number on it?
Right now it is off the board.
Yeah.
Off the
you
board.
Can't have a number. Now, when the game pops up, they'll put a circle around it, limit how much you can wager, but they'll put a number up. And that number now, John, will go from 7 to about 13.
Yeah.
It'll go to about 13, two touchdowns.
That's too many points.
Yeah, it's too many points.
What about tonight? Seattle. Now, Seattle's -3. Jamal Adams didn't play in the first game against Arizona. They also have Carlos Dunlap, which they didn't have against Arizona in the first game.
Right.
Arizona barely got by them. It's in Seattle now. There is some weather, rain possibility. Dome team that just won a huge game in the final seconds, emotional game. 4 days later, they're playing in another game against a division rival who they've already beaten at home, Seattle. Seattle has been playing piss poor, but do you think Seattle turns it around, or is this a trend that they're not really that good?
Well, I think the defense is not good.
Well, but Jamal Adams is their best pass rusher, and he's in this game. And the number one thing is going to be to put pressure on Kyler Murray. And they're going to be better at putting pressure on Kyler Murray in this game. Listen, they barely beat Seattle in the first time, and that's when Russell Wilson did not. What did he have, two interceptions in that game?
Uh-huh. He had a bad one, though, Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah.
That last Seattle one
that ended the game, or that could put them in position to win the game.
Yeah.
I got to go Seattle here. I got to take Seattle. I just don't believe that all of those things and the emotional win that they had, I just got to believe that this is a letdown situation just playing 4 days later against the team that really needs a win. I think it is too.
I'm not sure I'm ready
for Arizona to be leading the division and possibly having the best record in the NFC. I mean, this season, I'm just not ready for that.
This season is starting to, is it really going to be this easy for KC in the AFC? I don't think so. I think Pittsburgh is, I mean, they're undefeated. I just think people don't really give them the respect of an undefeated team, clearly. But do we just count out the Ravens? Is this just not their year? Because they haven't been all that impressive. I mean, truth be told, they really weren't that impressive against the Texans. That big fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
At no point did I say, man, the Ravens are beasts. Last year, I said, oh, my God, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens will torture you. This year, I was like, Houston's not very good stopping a run. And then they busted off a couple long runs in the fourth quarter, and it was over. In the NFC, that defense for Seattle has been so bad. And now with Russell Wilson cannot play poorly when your defense is that bad. It just can't happen. And he's played poorly. He's made bad mistakes. It's not like it's just bad luck. He's made, for his entire career, these are uncharacteristic mistakes in a span of three of the last four games. So, I hear this thing with Drew Brees could miss 2 to 3 games. He has a collapsed lung and 5 fractured ribs. 2 to 3 games? That's like, isn't that 2 to 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And I know players have played Dan Pastorini years and years ago. I know there's been lots of players who played
Deshaun.
Deshaun, yeah, with the flak jacket,
He was wearing a flak jacket. He was wearing a flak jacket before this.
That's what I'm thinking. Isn't that kind of standard operating procedure?
Yeah, now every quarterback does.
So I don't know if it hurts to breathe and things like that. This may be a little longer. This may be a little longer run with Jameis Winston. The good thing is for the Saints, this is why you pick up a former starter. You can say whatever you want about Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston has been a starting NFL quarterback. He still is a starting NFL quarterback, maybe a lower level starting NFL quarterback. But Jameis coming in is way different than having, different backup quarterbacks coming in. Jameis actually looked comfortable throwing the football. So this is going to be a really interesting opportunity for Jameis to either hurt his potential, either increase his potential to make, you know what this could be? The Saints could look at this as, hey, well, we really like the last 3 weeks of Jameis. We're not going to look at quarterback this year.
Yeah.
They could look at it like that.
Right. No. Well, that's a possibility.
He's making like a million this year.
That's it. My favorite game of the weekend, though, is Minnesota. Minnesota -7 against the Cowboys. Minnesota's playing good football now. Minnesota kind of feels like they're a playoff team now. Dalvin Cook is running wild. Jefferson, Thielen. I love Minnesota in this situation. Love Minnesota. And speaking of all of this, you got Beat the Limit Guy coming your way tomorrow right here. So be listening all morning long. And we don't know when we're going to do it, but we will pick a contestant tomorrow morning for Beat the Limit Guy. And you will play, Justin. Did you see what won this week, though?
Didn't the other guy go like 2-3 or was it 1-4?
Pretty sure 1-4.
Yeah, Justin stunk.
Justin lost.
Shouldn't have took the
Justin
Chargers
lost, test. And Justin, the other guy went 1-4.
Wasn't it the Dolphins-Chargers game that decided
the double
it?
Banger?
Yeah, that Justin lost. Hey, don't disrespect Tua, Justin. That's all I'm saying.
That's all? How can you bet against Tua right now?
Keep betting against the Dolphins and watch what happens.
See what
to
happens
you.
To you.
I mean, how like their point spread record is just off the top of my head is crazy good.
Yeah. Well, because they scored a defensive touchdown. Guess who I picked up this week?
I don't like you on the Dolphins. It makes everything
and if they
less
suck,
satisfying.
If they suck, guess who's going to hear it?
I don't care. That's on you.
No. 927 ESPN. They better play well.
Or what?
Are you going to watch a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Right now I'm on Queen's Gambit. Really good. I can't stop watching that. So once I finish with that, I think I'm going straight into a teacher.
Yeah.
I think I'm going straight into that.
Phrasing. I'm going straight into a teacher.
Oh.
You're going straight.
That one wasn't even the.
You're going hard?
Phrasing.
Yeah. I'm going to begin to view the show A Teacher.
Oh.
I'm going to begin watching A Teacher. I could have said that too, and that's phrasing. I can't wait to get into this teacher. No, that's not what you want to say. No.
Miss Russi?
This is tricky.
You keep bringing up Miss Russi.
Miss Russi.
She must have had an effect
grade.
On you.
Oh, I loved Miss Russi.
One of the great movies that you may not have. Speaking of a teacher, did
I was
you
in
ever?
Second grade.
Lust?
I don't know if I was lusting in second grade.
You loved her.
Loved her.
Okay.
She smelled great.
Oh, my God. Ugh,
what's the movie with there's a great movie where
I was in second grade.
It's so weird.
Not the other way around.
Yeah.
No, I smelled great.
I had a crush on my kindergarten teacher, Miss Ogilvy. I remember one time I had to get a kiss from her on the cheek before I would go home.
Whoa.
Because I woke up late from nap and she let me. I was shooting my shots when I was five.
No, right? I had
Miss Collier
a
popped
fifth
everyone
grade
in fourth
teacher
grade.
Named Mrs. Kump, and she looked just like it too.
Let's go to break.
Mrs. Kump.
And she lived at
Mrs.
the end of my block.
Kump.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Not like Mrs. Crump, Miss Crump in the Andy Griffith Show.
Or the Crumps.
You know, no, not those.
Ooh.
Helen Crump. Remember her?
Mrs. Crump. I don't remember that.
Opie's teacher?
No, I don't
remember. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, she was fine.
Wasn't a big fan of that show, but.
You weren't?
You
always got life lessons. You didn't. That's why you're not a good person. You didn't get your life lessons from Andy.
Oh,
Griffith.
I got life lessons from Gilligan's Island. I got life lessons from Mike Brady. I got plenty
life
of life lessons.
Did you get from Gilligan's Island? Be if you're a redhead, you can be a whore.
Yeah, you can be
life lessons I got is don't try too hard because it's always going to fall apart.
Oh, that
your whole life is going to fall apart.
Lesson. You'll do stuff
and
for
also,
coconuts.
And also, basketball robots. Really, at some point, you can get past them, but. One of my kids came up to me and said, "Dad, did you know that there used to be?"
Motti.
Actually, it was Motti. Okay. Do you know that people used to get punishment with boards? Like they would get spanked with boards. Mm-hmm. I said, "Yeah, it was called pops." And like, did that ever happen? Did you ever hear about that happen? I said. Yeah, I caught one. Yeah, pops. And guess what? And my wife's like, never. This is never. My parents would never put up with that. Oh. I was like, my parents had no problem with it.
My mom said you deserved it.
My parents and my wife once told a story about it.
She even knew what I did.
My wife didn't like something the teacher said or did one time, so she walked home. I'm like, that's the kind of attitude that I have to deal with. I'm just going to walk home away from school. Like, no. If I got popped, my parents... never cared. It happened twice. Once with Coach Ocker and once with Miss Woods. When I told my daughter that I got popped, she goes, "You got popped." My wife goes, you had a teacher pop you with a paddle? I said, yeah. Huh. She goes, your parents were okay with that? I'm like, yeah.
Whatever.
And I said, I don't think I even told them. I didn't want to get in trouble again. I don't think they even knew I got popped by Miss Woods. Why am I going to bring that up?
The school I went to, they made you get in the chair position. Like, they made you put your back against the wall and be parallel.
We had
like
to bend over and touch our toes.
Oh, we
that's
had to
a
do
weird
that all
thing.
The time.
They didn't make us do it. But, hey, and if you weren't like an actual chair,
mm-hmm.
they would berate you until you got back in the chair position. That would go on for an hour.
Yeah. No.
But,
man, you develop some leg muscles.
Oh,
now.
No, you really do.
All right, we got to take a break. 9:31.
One last thing on this thing. I said, and do you want to know why I didn't do the stuff that you guys do? Because it was a deterrent.
That's right.
I didn't want it. So you know what I would do at school? think twice. I would say, you know what? I don't want to pop. And plus, people were throwing out there, he's got holes drilled in his paddle. It's an electric paddle. You were always afraid of what, you know, these mystical paddles. I didn't want to get it again.
Paddle. They had holes in them.
I didn't want. Yeah,
that wasn't magic.
I didn't want to
see
the get hole
in your ass. Had those. Yeah. That was where it was white. Still,
I didn't
and not red.
Want to get a pop again, so I didn't do bad stuff. It works.
Yes, it works.
Why do you think ganglords? Right. Why do you think ganglords keep things right? Because no one wants to deal with their. It's called a deterrent. It works.
Why do you think I didn't want a fresh one?
You didn't want a fresh
why
one.
Do you think my parents? Yeah, you want a fresh one? No, I don't want a fresh one.
Paddles work great.
9:32 ESPN.
You don't have to like them.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. May said Houston just got the best player in the draft in due time. Kenyon Martin Jr., number one in free throw attempts, number seven in free throw percentage, number one in free throws attempted in the NCAA, number one in free throws made in the NCAA. Wow, look at a free throw shooter.
Well, the guy he's talking about is himself.
Oh, that Mason
Jones II is their two-way player they signed. They did draft Kenyon Martin Jr. in the second round.
Oh.
But no, the guy who said Houston just got the best player in the draft
is
talking directly about himself.
About himself?
Yeah. Much like,
never mind.
Much like the New England Patriot defensive tackle, was it Malcolm Brown who said the Patriots just drafted their best ever player or something?
Yeah, or Tech McKinley.
Everyone's like, wait a minute, didn't they take Tom Brady?
Well, yeah. Tom Brady told... He told Robert Kraft, that's the best draft pick you ever made.
He was right.
He was right.
Yeah, I don't
know. He's the only one that I'm counting on here.
Yeah, I don't know if...
I don't know about Mason Jones.
Yeah, I don't know if Houston just got the best player in the draft, but he believes so.
When did he go?
He didn't go. They signed him as a two-way
player. Oh, they signed him as a two-way player.
Yeah.
Well, then he wasn't in the draft.
Well, that's the other thing.
There's the second mistake he made.
You aren't actually in the draft.
Are you sure he was talking about himself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Talking about himself.
Why did he say in the draft?
Because he was, I guess.
It's draft day, I guess.
Eligible to be drafted.
Oh, he knows Houston doesn't really draft.
He's a guard from Arkansas.
Draft players.
He was eligible to be drafted. He just wasn't.
So I guess technically he was in
the draft. Yeah, he's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Technically.
But when we look back. Like, if you throw this, the 2020 draft on Wikipedia, he won't be in this draft. He was in a draft process.
Yeah. That is something. So, they got two players.
Yes. I don't know.
What about Kenyon Martin Jr.?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He's the 52nd pick.
Yeah.
But one never knows. Manu Ginobili was the last pick of his draft.
Yeah, exactly. We never know.
You never, ever, ever, ever.
It's not like the bench is just loaded with great players.
No.
I mean, who
what,
knows?
What I hope I think.
Maybe
got,
he can be a developmental guy in the G League. That's fine, too.
I just hope they can shoot some. You know what? A little shooting, that'd be great. Duncan Robinson wasn't drafted, right?
No, and he spent time in the G League until he developed into an NBA player. And then he's
the
a
G League, actually, imagine that. Guys get
team.
Development and they actually play games and it helps.
Yeah. My God. Mike Borgonzi is George Costanza. Doesn't he look just like Costanza?
Yeah, but with hair.
With hair, with a lot of hair. It looks like George Costanza with a wig on.
Well, we've seen that episode.
Yeah, he looks
Does
like
he look
Costanza.
Like that episode?
I don't know if we can have Costanza as our general manager.
Yeah, he'll
It's the summer of Mike!
And when he tries to get fired, he'll just drive around. If the Texans actually had a Super Bowl trophy, he would drive around tied to the back of his car and drive around the parking lot like George did to try to get fired. I guess he'd have to do it with what?
With a AFC East banner.
But yeah,
AFC South banner.
It doesn't have the same effect of banging up the World Series trophy.
It's got the flag hanging out the window.
And dragging it on the ground. Trying to get fired.
he sticks it in the back of his pants and walks around.
Or, guys, Man, we're out of toilet paper, and he takes it into his stuff
with the AFC South banner. Hey, we did win four AFC South banners, okay? So there is that. Didn't somebody put that on you yesterday? Hey, the Texans have won.
Yeah. Manny did.
Manny oh,
did.
Manny.
There's no difference between Maury and Daryl. Daryl won. They won four division championships, Lance. I'm like, division championships?
Was he factually wrong?
No.
It's not one that you want to bring up on 9-7 against with teams that have
what about
wins.
The last 2 years? Double-digit wins.
Last two have been very reputable wins. Now, he tore apart the whole division as a tore apart his entire roster as a general manager, trading away his very best players and getting nothing in return. So that's probably not what you want to bring up either. But no, he's been terrible. I mean, he's been absolutely terrible.
Yeah. No. 939 ESPN 97.5. You think Gilbert's still there?
It's been 30 minutes.
Let's see.
It's unlikely.
Let's hear him snore. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
What? Hey, Gilbert, what's going on?
I slept all night last night, all day yesterday, anyway. What? I'm okay.
You slept all day yesterday? Why? You tired?
No, my caseworker checked my blood sugar. It's okay now. It's going down, way down.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're not diabetic anymore?
Almost not diabetic no more. 125, you know.
Oh, how do you know?
That's good. That's right. Good news, right?
How are you doing that? Do you have to prick your finger and then put the blood in a little thing and it measures it for you?
Yeah, they tell you, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I hate that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of remind me of Smokey the Bear.
Smokey and the Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that?
What? Yeah.
Smokey and the Bear what?
What? You remember that cartoon?
Yeah, no. Well, there was a movie. Wasn't it Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah. Smokey and the Bear. Oh, I know what he's talking about. Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah. You can prevent forest fires.
Yeah. Remember that?
What?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be at the
Christmas party?
Yeah, I'm not going to be there.
Okay, hold on a second. Why not?
Coronavirus, you know.
Oh, the coronavirus.
You told us that it would be irresponsible to have the
yeah,
the
didn't
party,
you say
right?
We're not supposed to have it?
You said
you're
not
going to have it?
You said you had something serious to talk to us about last time, and you said you don't think we should have the Christmas party, remember?
What? Yeah. You're not going to have it at all?
No, we're
not having it this year.
You called it off.
You canceled it.
That's good, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah, I'm glad you did. Yeah.
So you don't have to announce you're not going to be there because no one's going to be there.
Gilbert Fauci.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gilbert, would you suggest we all wear masks from now on?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Oh, do you wear your mask outside?
Yeah.
When you ride your bike?
No.
You don't wear a mask while you ride your bike?
Can't breathe.
Can't breathe. Oh, I see that. Yeah. And what about your rights?
What?
What about your rights?
What about your rights? You don't have to wear that. You're an American. You can't force people to wear masks, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
So which side are you on, Gilbert? Wear the mask or not wear the mask?
It's none of your business anyway.
Wear the mask.
Wear the mask.
Wear the mask. Good, Gilbert. Good.
None of your business anyway.
No, he just told me. He says we wear the mask.
All right. So what have you been doing, Gilbert?
Watching TV.
What's your favorite show right now?
Make Room for Daddy.
Make Room
for Daddy? That doesn't sound like a TV show.
Make Room for Daddy.
Danny.
Oh, not Daddy.
Make Room for Daddy.
The Danny Thomas show. Marlo Thomas. Marlo's not in it.
Make Room for Daddy.
That's something that Gilbert would watch, too, though.
I thought you were there. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Gilbert.
This is when you start pulling your nonsense.
What?
He just goes, all right.
I'm done.
All right.
What?
Good luck, gentlemen. Good luck at the table. Just like when craps dealers, the ones who are paying stuff out, whenever they randomly just do their hands like this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck, gentlemen. I'm out. Somebody taps him on the shoulder, like Gilbert's mom came and tapped him on the shoulder, and Gilbert goes, good luck, guys, and then walks off.
I just want you to know I put him in queue, He hasn't hung up, and he's listening back to the radio.
Okay, then bring him back on.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert, are you still there?
See, I can hear myself now.
You know, my favorite thing about Gilbert is that if Gilbert right now were to get on the phone, I might get him 10 egg rolls from Carol over at China Garden.
Really?
10, 5, 5.
If only he would get
He's
back
asleep
on the,
already.
If only he'd get back on the phone.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
See? Can you hear it? Yeah, I can hear it.
Did he just mention the egg rolls on the delay?
But he's asleep. He fell asleep.
Not that fast.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Yeah. Gilbert, hang up the phone.
That just made me nervous.
Oh, he just did. You know, it was worth two. Wait a minute. What's he watching? If we start hearing some moaning,
it'll be
no,
make room for daddy.
He's flipping a Sean Salisbury.
No, that no, he's still listening to us.
He's watching it. No.
No, I heard him. I heard you say it.
Oh, okay.
He's still listening to us.
944 ESPN 97. Let's stop listening to Gilbert not listen to us. That's terrible.
Gilbert,
radio.
Hang up the phone.
Let's take a break. 945 ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, very good point. What about Michael Jordan drafting LeVar Ball's kid?
I tweeted this yesterday. I'd like to rule out the fact that Jordan drafted LaMelo Ball just so he could get at LeVar Ball in a one-on-one matchup and settle a vendetta. But I can't. I can't just assume it. That didn't play into
it. Oh, it had to play. At some point, Mike thought about it and goes, this is good.
You know, as a side note, he's told somebody, there's somebody in the video, he goes, I want to see that punk-ass LeVar. We're going to find out. Oh, no. I'm not. Mike, you're not going to play him. Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, I can
57, you don't want to be out there like that. Dave, he's got to answer.
God.
The sins of the father.
He'll destroy
the sins of the father.
Him.
He's got to answer for it.
I wouldn't be surprised if Mike couldn't beat LaMelo right
and
now.
And you know LeVar's going to come there. Mike, you know I was messing around.
Yeah. I mean, with your .2 points per game, I mean, stop. Where was he? Oregon State?
No. Yeah, he was at a smaller school. I
Washington
think he was
State?
At a,
no, he was at
for 1 year. I think he was school, at a lower school. Because I've looked it up.
Yeah. 713-780-3776.
College stats.
He played for Los Angeles College, Washington State, and Cal State.
So Washington State, he did in his season opener in '86. He recorded 33 points and 18 rebounds against Portersville College, but that was when he was at a different school.
He was not at Washington State. He averaged, I think, 2 points and less than two points a game.
It's 2.2.
2.2 a game. Yeah. But
it was a good run.
You know, you and Mike, same thing.
Yeah. No, very similar.
Robinson Cano suspended for the entire season.
Yeah, but he didn't. What did he do? He just used PEDs for the. Did he do anything involving video cameras and trash cans? Yes or no? PEDs don't matter anymore. You read all the people. You saw what Rachel Nichols had to say.
What about
PEDs don't matter?
What about all this money this dude's gotten? It's multiple positives now.
Yeah.
All this money.
No, he stole money by cheating, but no one equates it the same. He altered people's careers. He altered games with game-winning home runs. He altered
pitchers' stats.
He altered history for people. Not same.
Not same. No. And there was an entire, however many guys.
Coleman Road, he was able to do this for multiple years. Not the same.
The A's won a World Series in 88. Not the same.
Not the same.
No, the Astros cheated.
Yeah. It's not the, Ken Caminiti's Padres went to a World Series. It's not.
It's not the same.
It's not the same as the trash cans.
No.
Because everyone could, this is what I've heard, everyone could have used it. Wait, you had to use, so your argument is It was open to everybody.
It was available
to cheat. So that, well, guess what? That's what the Astros did, was available to everybody too.
Guess what? A lot more teams than the Astros doing it. Now, the Astros bang trash cans. That's the worst thing ever. Ever, Lance.
I've heard.
If you bang a trash can, it's more egregious.
I've heard.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it just makes me sick. So, no. And listen, this could be, Sean Merriman was never the same. You had to pay him as well. He got cut. But Robinson Cano, you got
never the same.
You got to pay off his contract. What if he's a weakling and can't get it out of the infield? What if he doesn't have the comp? What if he hits 204?
He can't get it up and out of the infield?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to be as strong anymore.
It's too bad. Too bad, I guess.
I mean, no. That's bad. That's on him. That's bad on you. But, I mean, but it's not nearly as bad as the Astros. It's not nearly as bad as what the Astros did. 713-780-3776.
No, they've got to be punished for their sins, for sure, yeah.
I don't know that have we seen this before? I don't know. Joe Judge and Mark Colombo?
I'm sure we have, and we actually saw fists being thrown on a field here in Houston before.
Well,
between two coaches.
But that was two assistants. What about... But there are different reports.
I have heard that Bill O'Brien was going to fist fight with Larry Izzo, with the scout who was gone.
And he
gone.
Fired him.
Did he fire
him immediately?
No. Izzo stuck around.
Well, this is fired immediately.
Yeah, this is fired immediately. Now, the scout who worked with the Texans, who I'm not going to mention his name, Bill O'Brien accused him of something in front of the whole staff. He was wrong, and they almost got into a fist fight there at the Senior Bowl. That actually happened, and that guy left after that year. So that was something that happened, and they said it came very close to coming to blows. The guy who it was told me, yeah, we came.
So those of you who don't know the story, Joe Judge is the head coach of the New York Giants. He and his offensive line coach, Mark Colombo, got into it because Joe Judge told him, we're bringing in some help for you on the offensive line. And Colombo, who was a longtime offensive lineman, probably still a pretty big guy. I don't know. I haven't seen him. A lot of these offensive linemen will lose some weight after their playing days. But I would imagine we know he wasn't all that keen on it because he said, no, you're not doing that. We're not doing that around here. Dave DeGuglielmo, that's my guy. So Colombo and DeGuglielmo, it seems to me.
It seems like the families. Maybe. The Colombo family and the DeGuglielmo family had some differences.
Maybe there's beef there. I don't know.
There was a judge maybe in the middle of it.
Maybe it's a turf war. I don't know. All I know is Colombo was having none of it. He and Joe Judge got into it. Colombo gets fired. DeGuglielmo is moving in.
According to Kim Jones at Kim Jones Sports, verified blue check mark, so we know it. It's got to be true. Heard from a bunch of people today. I am convinced Joe Judge and Mark Colombo never got physical. That was actually... Now I'm editorializing her tweet. That was an actual report from Jason McIntyre, the big lead. I do believe Colombo called Judge, his boss, one of the dirtiest words in the English language.
Ooh.
Shout out to person who told me prior to season that Colombo wouldn't work out.
What is the dirtiest word?
He used a C-tail?
Huh?
Do you think he called him a C-word?
CS.
What does Kim Jones think the dirtiest word
is? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
MF? No.
On this show, it could be she anything. May not be, yeah.
I mean, if it's a girl, we know what that word is.
You can't.
The magic word. But that could have been used.
You're Jim Jeffries?
Yeah.
To anybody. That could have been used, for sure.
Is he Australian? I don't think Colombo's Australian.
Alfie also says it a lot on
Peaky
Blinders.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders. Well, but you got to be foreign to say that.
Yeah. Colombo's an American. So what would he say?
Well, but he's Italian American. I don't think they use that word.
You CSMF. That's what the Italians say. I've seen your movies,
John. He's from Bridgewater, though. Bridgewater, Mass.
Oh.
So he might use.
I'll say it during a break.
He's a masshole?
I'll say it during a break.
He's a masshole.
Yes.
He could use, could be any word.
It could be.
If you're a masshole, we have no idea.
I don't know what his weight is, but Mark Colombo stands at 6'8".
Yeah. That's going to be an imposing.
Yeah.
I'm sure Joe Judge was like, I'm gonna have to get rid of this dude before we have to
before
go to blows.
We actually do fight. Yeah. He kills me.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, Marco Colombo.
You think Tony Dungy ever just sits back and says, what is wrong with these guys? What is wrong with Bill O'Brien? You know, Tony Dungy sits there and, what is wrong with this guy? And two coaches are going to fight? What? Tony Dungy probably sits there in his grandfatherly chair and just lays it out to you.
Oh, you don't think he ever said this to a Packer fan that was getting on him after he's getting his ass kicked? You don't think Tony Dungy would do this?
I just think
Packer fan was riding him.
I just think it's highly unlikely.
Huh.
You don't think it's likely?
Look, I can understand Bill O'Brien not wanting to take that from a Broncos fan because, you know, the rivalry, that's the back and forth between the Broncos and the Texans. You don't think Tony Dungy would yell at an Eagles fan like this?
I
think you're mistaken.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure Tony Dungy's not yelling. No. But how about another? Well, this is an altercation with a former Belichick guy.
Who?
I mean.
Yeah, he is. Joe Judge.
Yeah, Joe Judge.
Wide receiver coach. I didn't think about that.
It just seems like.
Well, if Mark Colombo did call him what we're guessing he called him, I'd be a little upset too.
Well, yeah. Well, it depends. I call it Yanni that all the time.
Well, you two have a special relationship.
Well, no, it's not special.
It is special.
Not like that kind of special.
I don't know. Disrespectful, if I'm being honest. The words you call each other?
I said special. I didn't say that in a negative way.
You know what? I never call Craig to surf words like that.
No.
We respect each other.
Ugly words like that?
We show respect to each other. No. You know what we don't do? Call each other words out of friendship.
Mm. Well, those are friendship words.
You say ugly things about your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, because they deserve it.
You know what kind of
friends? Why does Yanni deserve it?
Because he's Yanni. You act like a Yanni, you get it. You catch it. Okay? That's all. All right, beat it, Lance. Tell Craig to surf. I said hello.
I'll do it. He can know you. Right there in the other room.
There he is right there. That's my guy. Look at him. Remember when he was a bodybuilder? You remember? Long. No. Oh, no. I remember. That is a long
time. Maybe he had some angry times back then. Want to fight people. Yeah. You know those bodybuilders.
Oh, no, you know. Well, they were
get
doing,
angry.
I'm sure he was roiding up.
They get
Yep, pretty much. All right. Lance is done. Beat it. Right now, though, I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marvel and Granite. That's my guy. Jeff Aronoff is ready for you to give him a call at 713-880-2822. Absolute Marvel and Granite will come to your home. He is, I'm telling you, he's all over the state. He's in multi-states. He's doing stuff. He's unbelievable, the jobs that this guy gets. It's got to be a big job. If you've got a business and you want to redo the whole thing, or you're starting, you got the shell of the business and you want to put in, this is what he did for Yanni. He put in his entire bar and it came out perfect. It can't be any better. And so if you've got a shell and you want to start building out with stone, rock, granite, countertops, vanities, everything, if it's rock hard, Jeff Aronoff is doing it. You give him a call and let him come and get this job done for you. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!